They intermarried because there were Goyim who lived in Eretz Yisrael also, many different tribes of Goyim. They intermarried among the Goyim. They became Mechalalei Shabbos. They gave up on themselves and on the Jewish religion and on the future of the Jewish people. So you have here a strange situation. The Jews that are living in Golis that didn't go to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they've got the yeshivas and the shul and the Nevi'im and the great men. And there it's strictly Jewish. And the Jews that went there to Israel to build the Beis HaMikdash and to rebuild the Second Commonwealth, most of them have foreign wives, alien women, and most of them are not Shomrei Shabbos, and they have despaired of the Jewish future. If you'll think about that also for a while, you will see that the situation has certain moments of resemblance. And that is the situation where we begin our discussion of Jewish history. And the Second Commonwealth begins with one of the greatest people, history is always people, one of the greatest personalities in the history of the world, and that's Ezra HaSofer. Chazal say that if the Torah wouldn't have been given through Moshe, then it would have been given through Ezra. Now, if we knew Ezra's trick, right, what his key was, we could also do it, because we are going to see that Ezra will reverse the situation in a very short period of time. And he does it only through the power of his great personality. Ezra was a Kohen. He was called Ezra HaSofer because he was a scribe. His last name was Schreiber. And he came into the picture, as he describes in his own book, in the book of Ezra. We have two books. One is called Ezra and one Nehemiah. In the Talmud, it's only counted as one book. It's called Sefer Ezra. And it's interesting that most of the book is written in Aramaic. The Jews in Bavel spoke Aramaic already. They did not speak Hebrew. They spoke Aramaic. And Aramaic became the language of the Jewish people throughout the Second Temple. And it remained the language of the Jewish people until the Arabs came in the 7th century. So we could say that for almost 12 centuries, the Jews spoke Aramaic. Aramaic then was what Yiddish would be to the Eastern European Jews, or what Ladino would be to the Sephardic Jews. It was the Jewish language. It had different dialects. The Aramaic dialect of Eretz Yisrael is different than the Aramaic dialect of Bavel. You see that's the difference between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi. But it's the same language. The dialect is different, but it's the same language. Ezra said he organized in Eretz Yisrael 40,000, in Bavel rather, 40,000 Jews to come with him. But he could not get the Jews whom he wanted to go with him. He could not get the Talmid Chachamim to come. He couldn't get the Levim to come. We'll see that when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, a Levi is entitled to Meiser, is entitled to the tithe. Ezra took it away. The Gemara tells us Ezra passed a rule that the Levim get nothing because they didn't come when we needed them. The 10% he took for the Kohanim. The Kohanim and the second Beis HaMikdash got not only Truma, they got Meiser as well, because a Kohen basically is a Levi. He's a super Levi. So halachically, he could have Meiser, but he took it away from the Levim because they didn't come. He couldn't get that element which would have rebuilt Eretz Yisrael the way he wanted it. He couldn't get them to come. And he came and he surveyed this scene. A scene where the intermarriage rate, their